Midtown Manhattan, it's a scene of human misery. Asylum seekers sleeping on sidewalks outside of the Roosevelt Hotel. 36-year-old Adrian Daniel Jose is among dozens of people waiting to get services, leaving his wife and three kids in Venezuela.
Your glasses broke. That's when you were robbed in Mexico. And so tape is holding your glasses together, and you've arrived here in America with the clothes on your back.
From this moment on, it's downhill. There is no more room.
To reduce the chaos, Adams and the mayors of Chicago and Denver are asking the Biden administration to expedite work permits for migrants.
There has been no comprehensive response yet from the federal government or the states that have the ability to provide the help that is desperately needed.
Thousands have been bused from Texas to cities across the country, part of Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's controversial Operation Lone Star. And noon tonight, Texas DPS confirms troopers have begun detaining some fathers traveling with their families on trespassing charges, while children and their mothers are turned over to U.S. Border Patrol. The move is reminiscent of the Trump administration policy that separated some families for years. Back in New York City, Natalia and Maxim Sabatina from Russia are seeking political asylum.
Have you slept?
No, I can't sleep in this situation. I can't. It's not safe for me, for him.
To cut down on illegal border crossings, the Biden administration barred asylum claims from those who don't first seek refuge in other countries. But a district judge ruled against it. Unless a higher court intervenes, officials will need to stop that policy starting next week.